CCM's dance department celebrates its 50th anniversary with a production of the romantic ballet Giselle, with music by Adolphe Adam. CCM professor of dance Michael Tevlin and student Olivia LaFrance join me in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Giselle is one of the great story ballets of all times. Michael, fill us in on the story.
The story of Giselle was created by Gautier, who was a French poet and librettist, and he used his inspiration from several poems that had to do with women who had been jilted and died of a broken heart before they were married, hence the white dresses and things like that when they come out of their grave. It was originally done in 1841 at the Paris Opera, and it was probably the most popular romantic ballet of the day. And it had a very strenuous role for the lead character, Giselle, much as in Hamlet, for example, because the first act, she's this happy peasant. But at the end of the act, when she finds out that she has been deceived, she goes crazy and either kills herself or dies of a broken heart, depending on how one interprets the story. And then the second act is the white act, so to speak, and she comes back from the grave and saves the man that she loved from being danced to death by the evil willies who inhabit the graveyard.
They're not evil, they're vengeful.
Yes.
Michael, you're one of the choreographers.
Yes.
And your choreography is based on the original.
Yes. Giselle is one of the few ballets that we really have kind of a continuous performance history and recording of how it's been passed down from generation to generation. So up until 10 or 15 years ago, it all was kind of word of mouth and rote. You got the choreography and the teachers passing it down from one generation to the other. Now we're lucky to have video and DVDs and things like that. And for example, when we reset it this time, we used a lot of the DVDs when we did it several years ago. But in the past, it's just been kind of almost an oral history. The choreography that we use is obviously adapted to the growing demands of the dancers or the growing prowess of the dancers. Like anything, swimming or gymnastics, the technical level of the dancers have gotten so much better over the last couple of hundred years. It's obvious that we want to do a little bit more. But the basic structure of the ballet and the basic steps are pretty much the same as they were done back then.
Have you made any major adaptations for students? These are student dancers.
No, not at all, because the level of our dancers is so high at CCM. You know, it's a program that auditions nationwide, actually worldwide, and we select dancers who we feel have the potential of going on professionally. Dancers such as Olivia, who are in their senior year, are certainly capable. Most of them have contract offers now from professional companies. And they can do the steps that were needed to be done just as they were originally performed, probably better than they were originally performed.
Well, Giselle's death and mad scene and the Dance of the Willies are two of the ballet's most famous scenes. How do you and your team envision these iconic set pieces?
Well, we're using sets that we're renting from another production of Northern Illinois University, and we've used those before. We also have scenic design, and the CCM technology of theater now is so incredible. So the lighting helps with the atmosphere and things like that. Giselle was one of the first performances to use gas lights that had chemicals in the oil so that they got different colors. But nowadays, obviously, with all the technology, we have lights and fog and special effects that are going to help set the kind of eerie tone.
And it's going to be the romantic kind of set piece with the women in white.
Yes.
And fog and the lakefront.
Right.
And Olivia, how many Giselles are there?
There's three of us.
Is this your first major classical ballet role?
This will be my first full-length ballet. Previously, I've done the lead role in Paquita. I was a sophomore then, and I was also Aurora in Sleeping Beauty last year as a junior.
What are the specific challenges of dancing a role like Giselle?
Getting through a full-length ballet is a lot different than just doing one act or a variation. So that, just the stamina, is very difficult. Also, just getting into the role and becoming Giselle, because you need to become her. Going mad and falling in love with someone, it takes a lot, and it's kind of trial and error. You have to try one thing and that doesn't work. What I've come to realize is I just kind of let everything go and just imagine myself as her and what would happen if my heart was broken and then I died and then I see my love and he's about to die and trying to save him. So that really helps me.
Is there one prince for the entire cast, or do you have a specific partner for yourself?
My partner is James Cunningham. He's a professional dancer with Cincinnati Ballet. And the other Albrecht is Luca DiPoli, and he's a student at CCM.
There's a lot of trust involved because there are two, you have major duets throughout the entire ballet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of work with your partner.
There is. And it's really nice because James is very experienced and he's so nice and wonderful and he really helps us a lot.
Who are the other choreographers involved?
Jung Chi, who is our department chair, has set the second act. And then Deirdre Carberry, who was a wonderful Giselle herself with American Ballet Theater and partnered Baryshnikov, has kind of coached the Giselles throughout the whole ballet. So Deirdre really was the one who kind of gave them all their, I think, motivations and things like that, and then has been coaching the finer points. I set most of the bigger crowd scenes and corps de ballet sections from the first act, and then she has done the same for the second act.
How big is your corps for the Willies? How many of those ladies in white we expect to see?
16, I think, in the second act. And then our crowd scene in the first act is a little bit bigger than that. We have about 55 dancers in our department at present. We have an internship program, so we have a number of dancers, about 7 dancers who are now dancing professionally with companies who are off campus. But the rest of the cast is all being utilized from the students who are on campus. So we have about 45 dancers who are in the cast, and then we actually even have some kind of extras that come from the musical theater department for the kind of walk-on roles of the royalties and everything. And on Friday night, the night that Olivia is going to be dancing Giselle, we have a special guest artist, the Duke, is going to be danced by our president, Santo Ono.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
It is. And he's very supportive. He comes to most of our performances. His daughter danced before she started playing soccer. But both he and his wife have been a really strong supporter of our department in particular, as they have with all. I mean, they're just such wonderful representatives. And he's such a great president. It's wonderful.
That's great. The score is also one of the most familiar in all of ballet. Who's going to be the conductor?
We have actually 3 different student conductors. They're all doing their master's or their doctorate work, and they're under the direction of Mark Gibson. We've had this collaboration in the past with the concert orchestra, and usually each conductor does an act, and so it's worked out really well. And again, CCM has such talented musicians, it's wonderful to have them in the pit. And we are in the big theater, which is great for us. Usually we're in there once a year and for the bigger productions, and this being our 50th anniversary, it's really that kind of kicks off the 50th anniversary for us. We'll continue celebrating the next year also. It's really a wonderful experience, I think, for the dancers to be in that big hall with exciting music and hopefully a wonderful audience.
And it's a story for everyone.
It is.
Thank you so much for being here, Michael Tevlin and Olivia LaFrenz from CCM's Ballet Department. Olivia will be dancing Giselle, and the production runs April 17th through 19th in Corbett Auditorium at the University of Cincinnati. You can find out more by going to our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.